Mixed Morning Crew. Welcome to another edition of the No Spin Zone. You don't get hardball questions. You do get hardball questions on this show, not like our colleague next door, the LBS show.
Hopefully we get the truth from the question.
And today, joining us in the No Spin Zone is the Minister of Children, Community and Social Services, the Honorable Todd Smith. Good morning, Minister.
Great to step into the batter's box this morning. Give me the best you got. Throw me the high cheese.
It'll be like your old Belleville National days, won't it?
I just hope I don't end up like Kevin Pillar with one right between the eyes.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's pretty sad, yeah.
We can't promise anything, Todd.
No. Hang on, Orlena. Hang on, Jack. See how he's trying to shift the conversation away from what he does by raising Miller and Smith are in cahoots, folks. They must have texted each other because Jack brings up, oh, the Belleville Nationals. Todd was a player on it. Mm-hmm. Smitty goes down the Kevin Pillar road, hoping to take up much-needed time to ask the hardball questions. So Miller and Smith are in cahoots here, folks.
Yeah, we're actually, not going for it.
Actually, you just took up more time trying to describe all of that than we could have been firing hardballs at Smith.
To it.
This is the No Spin Zone.
Let's do it. Let's get the hard questions out. Todd, when are we crossing the border?
How about those Toronto Maple Leafs?
When is it happening?
Let's see how he's spinning this,
when
folks.
When is it happening?
I want to get
it. I am so excited about the Toronto Maple Leafs and their run to the Stanley Cup.
Now, when are they coming back to Canada?
Here's what I wanted. That's a good one. That is a provincial thing that Ford could actually do, is have fans and the Jays come back. When's that happening?
Yeah.
Actually, that's Justin Trudeau's responsibility, the border. And we've been harping on that. You may have seen some commercials running about that, actually. But no, the feds are responsible for the borders.
Don't talk about those commercials conservatives are running. It's all propaganda to screw the Liberals and Trudeau. Trudeau has done well. Ford has done well. They were working well together. We get close to the election, and now Ford is throwing a fastball at Trudeau. Come on, no spin here.
Right between the eyes.
So what's the deal here? We were told that if we get below 1,000, and right now we're hovering around that 1,095, if we get below 1,000, that things will reopen. I know there's a three-step program, but is there any shortening of those steps if we are doing really well and get vaccinated?
Now that is a good question, Orlena.
Thank you. Right, okay, right. So let's answer this question.
Let's see if you can spin something here, Smith.
Let's hear the truth.
Well, actually, the way the stages are set out, it's based on the number of people that are getting vaccinated, and really good news on the vaccination front. Now that we've got a steady supply coming into the country, people are getting vaccinated on a regular basis. I was at the Loyalist yesterday, as a matter of fact, and steady streams of people coming in to Loyalist College to get their shot. And very successful. So we've got to hit that 65% of the public getting their first shot. And I believe we're actually almost there. But the number that's really important for stage one is getting people that have COVID out of the ICUs at our hospitals. So as of yesterday, we still had about 670 people that were in ICUs across the province with COVID, and we want to get down around 400.
Okay,
so it's going to be a week or so,
But in Alberta, their number is 800 and under. Why is provincially so many variables with percentages and numbers? Because BC, they're already pushing and reopening. Alberta, they're looking at their number in the hospital, 800 and under. Why is Ontario different than the other provinces? Isn't it a humanitarian sort of effort that we're all humans in the same provinces?
Yeah, so it's all based on population. Obviously, Alberta is a much smaller province than Ontario is. Ontario's largest province with a lot more COVID. So we have a different way to get out of this, and it's based on population getting vaccinated, and that's what we're shooting for. And I think it's predictable now that we have a steady supply of vaccines, but it's that ICU number that we're really keeping an eye on.
Minister Todd Smith on the show here this morning. Parents, students want to get an update on education. Can you give us anything where those talks are about potentially returning back to school for 3 weeks plus this year?
Yeah, well, we want the kids to be back in class. The doctors want the kids to be back in class. So I know there's been a lot of talk about it, and I expect that there'll be something coming real soon. I think most people would like to have the kids back in, getting some face-to-face, getting socialization with their schoolmates, and then go on the summer break. 1st of July.
How much pressure do you feel as a key member of the government in Ontario when you hear of Alberta changing things? Quebec is opening up. They would allow fans, for instance, to the next Canadiens game if they survive to game 6. Things like that. People see it from elsewhere. And do you feel it here that people are anxious?
Yeah, no, people, absolutely. People are really anxious. And, you know, that's why we loosened up the restrictions to make sure people could get outside and golf and do all kinds of outdoor activities. The one thing that's, you know, really the science has proven is that, you know, and I'll simplify it as simply as I can, indoor bad, outdoor good. So if you're doing events indoors, you know, the doctors and the scientists have said that that's where the transmission is occurring. So we wanted to get those outdoor activities happening. And you know, the various lockdowns that have been in place, including this most recent one, have taken us from almost 5,000 cases a day in the last 3 or 4 weeks down to, as you indicated, about 1,000 a day now. And we want to get away from the case count numbers because we're always going to have cases of COVID. But the more that people get vaccinated, the less of a severe impact COVID is going to have on us, right? We're not going to be requiring hospitalization if we get the vaccine in most cases. So that's why we're focusing on that number, the percentage of people. But absolutely, I mean, you look at a game south of the border, and, you know, my sister was at the Nashville Predators game the other day with Carolina, and, you know, they were sold out.
Yeah.
Hardly anybody was wearing a mask. Everybody was having a great time. But I can tell you that my sister in Nashville got both of her vaccines probably about 6 weeks ago. So they've been vaccinated a lot longer. They've had a more steady supply south of the border. And it's frustrating for us not to be able to be in that same situation.
Real quick, you got the vaccination yesterday at Loyalist College. What was the experience like? And how do you feel this morning, 15 hours later? How are you feeling?
It was great. Yeah, my arm is fine. No ill effects. And I'll tell you, it was a smooth operation. And Loyalist College and all of their students there are doing a fantastic job in collaboration with Hastings Prince Edward Public Health and making sure that, you know, I had an appointment for 1:10. I got there at about 1 o'clock. By 1:10, I was in there, had my shot. You wait your 15 minutes, and then you're on your way home. It's a real slick operation. So kudos to everybody that's working so hard on that at Loyalist College.
Thanks for the time this morning.
All right, guys, no problem. Have a great day.
You too.
Enjoy the sunshine. Beautiful outside.
It is.
That's Minister Todd Smith, Minister of Children, Community and Social Services this morning here on the show.